The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's third time lucky see if we have Nisha O'Carroll, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Are you there, Nisha?
Good afternoon, Shane.
Ah, great to finally have you. Sorry about, I don't know what the technical glitch was. Now, you are advocating a French system for unsold edible food in our supermarkets. How would it work?
Yeah, so just beforehand, just with your vox pop there, just around the yellow stickers, people should be confident enough to, you know, take them, buy them, but also put them in the freezer and thaw them and use them another day, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of proposals that I'm looking at, what I'm looking at here is basically a ban on large supermarkets specifically, basically throwing edible unsold food in the bin. Like if you look at, there are roughly 835,000 tons of food wasted every year in Ireland, with about 84,000 tons of that coming from the retail space. So it's actually diverting good food, edible food, onto people's kitchen tables rather than into the bin. So I think it's a sensible proposal. As you mentioned as well, it's been done in France. It's also been done in Italy and Finland.
Okay, so where does the food go?
The food goes in the bin.
Where would it go under the new system?
Yeah, so where it would go in, so we obviously have a great social enterprise at the moment called Food Cloud. And what they do is they redistribute food to different food centres, etc., particularly across Leinster and across the country. This would look at it from a national perspective. And the difficulty with this, I suppose, from the outset is that's going to have to be done with various departments, right? So you're obviously talking Department of Environment, you're talking Department of Agriculture, you're even talking Department of Social Protection here. And the idea is that it would be redistributed. Now, if you look at France, for example, what they have essentially is, you know, fines in place for large supermarkets that bin food or fail to comply. And there's formal agreements between supermarkets and with charities. What I'm looking at separately as part of this is a type of a co-op system, right? So there can be sometimes a little bit of a stigma attached to people going to a food bank or people going to a charity or St Vincent de Paul looking for a little bit of help. And I think we need to take that stigma out of it as well. If we have a type of, we'll say, a co-op system where you pay, we'll say, €5 for those that can afford it or kind of increase it in scale, it's far more accessible to a lot more people.
Okay.
And I think would take a lot of
Would the supermarkets resist this, do you think?
Look, I think this is not about attacking the supermarkets, first of all, right? And I have to acknowledge, you know, a lot of supermarkets and businesses do a lot of positive work in this space already. And that has to be acknowledged,
yeah,
right? But there is a huge amount of waste here. And, you know, any business looking at it from a rational perspective will actually go, okay, hold on, this waste makes absolutely no sense. If we can try and actually put it to good use and be positive about it, I think, you know, it's about working with supermarkets in this instance before obviously bringing in, we'll say, an outright ban and trying to ensure that supermarkets can work with government and indeed with charities in trying to roll something like this out.
Okay. Would we need to be careful about the food not going past its sell-by date in this scenario?
Yeah, 100%. You know, any type of scheme like this has to go through the Food Safety Authority and with the EPA as well. Like the last thing you want is, you know, getting a rotten piece of meat or a spoiled piece of an apple or an orange or a potato, whatever it may be. So it is critical that there is oversight from the Food Safety Authority and from the EPA. And don't get me wrong, there will still be waste, right? Because some food just naturally goes off on the shelves and that just happens, right? But it's trying to limit the amount of waste that we're actually seeing in the country.
Okay. All right. Any chance of this happening, do you think?
Look, I'm hopeful. I've written to the chair of the parliamentary party, Brendan Smith, to discuss it at next week's PP. I'm going to be discussing with Minister Dara O'Brien and seeing how best we can get this progressed. But look, I think we need to be looking at sensible proposals here, particularly to help hard-pressed families in Kildare and across the country.
All right. Thank you indeed for that. Nisha O'Carroll, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.